Welcome to the Kerr's High Cat Attack Podcast, the post-grand final, post-best and fairest wash-up edition of this Kerr's High Cat Attack Podcast. It's been a long and tough season, and Kingy, at halftime of the grand final, it was a strides-off sort of arrangement. By the end of the grand final, it was a fully fastened, what the hell happened, arrangement.
You're in full PPE, by
the way. Oh, it was. Well, what happened to the Cats in the second half?
You always, even at 22 points, Benny, had that feeling that...
I had the feeling that Richmond would come back. If you had said to me Geelong will lose by 6 goals at half time, I would have said you're kidding yourself. That was a 9-goal turnaround in that game.
53 points, I wasn't overly shocked by the end result, even at 22 points up.
I was shocked at the result at the end. I wasn't shocked Geelong lost, but I was shocked that with the way they capitulated in the second half.
The goal of Martin's
at halftime,
just before halftime, hurt. I reckon. I know it's, you know, what was it, 15 points at halftime compared to 21. Is only a goal difference, but it's still another goal that Richmond have to pull back.
Yeah, well, it was, just, and it gave them a bit of impetus and a bit of momentum.
And it got dusty going.
Doesn't take much to get dusty going.
He just needed that one moment of brilliance, and like, you know, Jake Colajasny's not a, you know, weak footballer in terms of strength, and he just brushed him aside.
Yeah, he did. He's strong. He brushed Dangerfield aside too for one of the goals and kicked
the step out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking during the week that Dustin Martin, he's not infinitely better. That'd be incorrect. That'd be putting a bit of GST on it. But he is a rung, perhaps two rungs above Patrick Dangerfield as a player.
He's a rung above.
He is. Yep. His creativity and his skill level. Dangerfield isn't in the same class as Dustin Martin.
Skill-wise, no.
No, but just player-wise. If you're picking a player every day of the week, you're Dustin Martin.
Yep.
He's a rung below. I mean, Dangerfield does some good things, but he lacks the creativity. He had a really poor grand final.
He wasn't alone.
No, he wasn't. 12 possessions he had. Do you know he had... I think he had... many effective disposals as Dustin Martin kicked goals.
Yeah, he had one position in the third quarter.
Yeah,
a lot of people blowing up about Paddy not being up on the ball.
Yeah, I don't know about. I mean, look, Geelong were in front at halftime with him doing that, so they were looking to put the foot on the throat, and maybe kick a couple of early ones to really put him on the back foot. So, I actually sort of can't have that argument either. Mm. Maybe after, I'd have to go back and have a look. Maybe after Richmond kicked the first couple of goals of the third, then it might have been. Did Dangerfield then go into the middle?
Yeah, it was after. I reckon before the Myers goal. So Myers goal put them. So where did they go? They kicked
back to nine.
Yeah, put them back to 9 points. I think Richmond kicked the first two to bring it back to three. Myers kicks a goal to put it back out to nine. When Myers kicked that goal, I thought, oh, okay. And then after that, even at three-quarter time, I know the margin was only 2 points, but it just had that sense of foreboding.
Yeah, it did. It did. But I mean,
it had preliminary. As you and I've spoken about the score worm for the preliminary final of last year and the grand final.
The old worm.
Yeah. See, and I might have, probably, not help the situation when I did say when the margin was 21 points, oh, this is the same margin as what it was in the prelim last year.
I'm sure Cat fans would have been absolutely thrilled, absolutely loving that.
Yeah.
Look, it was a really disappointing final 50 minutes of what's been a good season for the Cats.
Oh, no, I think it's been a great season for the Cats.
Yeah.
I know it didn't end in a premiership, Benny, but after when we got off air on March 22 on the Saturday, was it March 21 or March 22 on the Saturday
grand
night?
Final
you weren't thinking grand final appearance. And for them to then go into lockdown for 8 weeks, have barely any contact with the club, come back and go on and play in a grand final, with a list that I don't... Like, where would you rank Geelong's list? If you're ranking them 1 to 18, Geelong's not the top two lists in the competition.
No, probably... I'd say, maybe.
They're probably top five, but not the top two.
No, look, they did have a great year. It was a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth the way it all fizzled out.
But grand final losses will.
Yeah.
And
because they teased as well, because they were so far on top in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's probably what hurt. If you got beaten by 10 goals and you were never in the contest, you'll go, fair enough, we just weren't in it. And you'd probably move on a bit quicker. When you get 21 points up, or 22 points up, and you start thinking about Myers, you start thinking about Tui Snap, that, you know, he usually...
Yeah, he had a chance. Yeah, that was...
Dalhouse going back with a flight into the path of Hawkins.
Oh, jeez.
So you start... They start playing over in your mind. Now, I know Grime Myers, I don't know him well, but I know it. I reckon he might have replayed that over and over in his head and especially because it's been highlighted too.
Yeah.
You know, every media has probably picked apart moments in the game, and everybody seems to come back to Grime Myers. It got highlighted on all the review shows, AFL 360, On the Couch, and the footage of, you could see two of his teammates, I think Cam Guthrie might have been one of them, take the set shot.
Yeah.
But then people will say, but Myers' instinct is always, well, open goal, I'll kick it.
Well, you know what happens though, Kingy, when the adrenaline's really flowing, don't you? And the juices are flowing.
Yeah. It's hard to hold
yourself sometimes
back.
You just unload, yeah.
You cut loose. So unfortunately for Grime, that's what happened. We can't change it now, Benny. But
is there a way you can?
No.
Can we go back and say, look, let's go back to half time? Oh, yeah. We'll just change a couple of things up and we'll replay the second half.
Do you know what? If a massive storm had come in at half time,
that would have been good.
And they had to call the game, there was lightning.
Geelong would have won.
Under the
Billy Duckworth system. look, it was a great year. I'm prepared to say great. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. It was disappointing the way it ended. But anyway, look, we've got to move on, King. You know, I'm a little... The one thing that struck me between the eyeballs in the last quarter when Geelong were disintegrating, please tell me, and he's been great. Yeah. I'm not knocking him. Please tell me Harry Taylor's not playing on.
No announcement's been made.
But didn't you say something about him getting a potential job at Fremantle?
Well, no, there wasn't that mentioned in
and
our...
And his house being up for sale?
Yeah, that was brought to our attention by somebody else in the K-Rock Hub.
But I don't get me wrong. Harry Taylor's been fantastic. Well, I've said it a thousand times.
You've got a direct line to Justin Longmuir.
Yes.
How about you use it?
Well, I don't think he's going to let on to me, because after I told him that we hung up his microphone on air after his glittering 2-year career at K-Rock, he's never spoken of his since. look, at the last, Harry Taylor's been great. The time is up. He cannot go on. In the last quarter, if you watch that last quarter... Some of the efforts he was on hands and knees at times.
He one-on-one ball in the air, he was fine.
As soon as the ball hits the ground, he's gone.
Yeah.
The game, he's done. He's done.
Look, it's his...
It can't be his call. This is the club has got to say, Harry, thanks. Time's up, mate. We're moving on. You cannot allow Harry Taylor to make the decision.
Yep.
Once you've got the tail wagging the dog, the clubs make the decision on the futures of players.
Yep.
Very few. Harry Taylor isn't in... The last 2 years, when it's counted most in the grand final, he's played poorly.
Yep.
Now, Lynch didn't kick a whole heap of goals, I get that, but Harry Taylor becomes a liability in your back half when the ball hits the deck, and it hits the deck a fair bit.
Yep. So we know Ablett's going.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yep. Jacob Kennelly has been told his services are no longer required.
Kerry Ann's nephew.
James Parsons.
Well, that should happen 3 years ago.
A bit hard when he got given a 3-year deal.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So, and...
Finally. The two players, Murdoch and Parsons, I've said from the get-go, aren't up to it. Mm. It's taken... Murdoch played 100 games before they got rid of him.
Hydro's going to be upset about Jacob Kennelly.
Why, Kerry Ann?
No, the run of 21s is...
Oh, the 21's coming to an end. Yeah, it has.
So, Yates, Mansfield, Mooney, Murdoch.
Yeah. Jeez, Hydro will be... He could be in the fetal position, Hydro. He won't be happy with that.
If he hasn't come out of it Saturday night yet.
What they need to do is place the 21 carefully now. Mm. They just don't give it to anyone. How did Kerry Ann's nephew get 21?
I don't...
He should have been given like 48, and if he was good enough, then give him 21. Don't give them 21
early.
Although, is the
situation for Hydro, though, that because he never played, the sequence isn't unbroken. It's got to be just...
Well, What I'll have to do is I'll have to contact Hydro and ask him.
Yes.
Because he no doubt will be a little disgruntled that Kerry-Ann Kennelly's nephew's no longer on the list. Who else is...
So they're the, and Blake Schlenslog.
Oh, the Schlenslog. Yeah. The big Schlenslog.
So he's
the old hedgehog's gone.
So he's gone as well.
So that's out. So, I mean, can you please, like, I don't know. Tell me this. Are you for getting Sean Higgins and Jeremy Cameron?
I'm for Cameron.
Yep.
Those
deals, Sean Higgins is done. Well, Sean Higgins will be playing for Geelong.
Look, I'm not unhappy with it.
Yeah.
I'm not unhappy with it because he'll fill the Ablett role. People will say, well, why don't you get an older player? But at least you know what you're getting with Sean Higgins. With a younger player, you still don't know. And that's the fine line with younger players. Until you play them, you don't know.
Yep.
But I'm happy with Sean. Am I a bit blinded because Sean Higgins is part of the K-Rock family? Potentially, but I'm happy to have him because he's an elite user of the footy. He'll be able to go into the midfield. I'm not against Isaac Smith.
No, I'm not against that either. Is that going to happen?
It's not far from happening.
Geelong are absolutely loading up for next year. In 5 years' time, Geelong are going to be on the bottom of the ladder.
Geelong got one more year. They've got one more.
Yeah, and they know that.
Yep, one more.
And with all these guys who are 1,000 years old.
Yep.
So
if you lose Taylor and Ablett, yeah. Okay, you bring in Higgins, he'll be 34 next year.
33, I think.
I think he's 33 already.
I think he's 32, turning 33 in March.
Oh, is he? Okay. All right, so 33 start of the year.
Could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, 88 born, you're right. Yeah. Yep, born 88. Smith comes in at 31.
Yeah.
But still playing some pretty good footy.
He's a good player.
And do you know what he gives you? He gives you a left footer on one wing.
Yeah.
And Menegola a right footer on the other wing.
Yeah. And right. That means then that Harry, please, Mark Blitzarves can play in defence.
Correct.
Please.
Blitzarves goes back.
Please, God.
Blitzarves goes back. He gives you then a forward line. Now, I know we've been critical of Gary Rowan, but I think his season was okay. Was pretty good.
Yeah. He had a stinker in the grand final.
But he wasn't alone.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't alone. So a forward line of Hawkins, Rowan, Higgins, Dangerfield at times. Although I think next you talk about throwing the keys. Well, next year, Cam Guthrie's now best and fairest winner, which is fantastic. Yep. And I reckon that's a fantastically well-deserved best and fairest.
Yep.
And I reckon, the other great thing about the top 10 was last night?
There was one notable omission.
T. Stewart?
On any scale, I don't care what scale you're talking about, yep. Whether it's the... What are some of the well-known mathematical scales?
Pythagoras' theorem.
Is that a scale?
No, I don't know whether it's
a theorem.
It's a theorem.
Whatever way you'd like to slice it and dice it with your X's and Y's and Z's. Mm-hmm. Grime Myers did not have a better season than Tom Stewart.
No, but he played 20 games.
Yeah, how many did Stewart play? 17 or something?
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, oh, come on.
So they took your best 20 games.
Well, that had to be revamped because of the shorter season. But even on that scale, Tom Stewart had a better year than Grime Myers. And don't get me wrong, I'm number one fan of Grime Myers.
I hope Grime.
So it was great for him to finish top 10, but there's no way known.
I hope Grime.
Stevie Wonder must have done some of those picks.
I hope Grime has got a top 10 finish written into his contract as a bit of a cha-ching bonus.
Well, surely the Cats would have looked at that and left him as 11 then. Maybe Tom Stewart had that bonus.
No, that doesn't happen at clubs, Benny.
No,
come
never,
on.
Never. No, maybe Tom Stewart had that bonus because you just can't convince me in any way, shape or form
but
that Tommy Stewart.
But some players that were in the top 10 that were fantastic to see. Jeb Buse.
Yep, he had a good year.
Jack Henry.
Yes. He did have a good year. I was a little surprised top 10, the best and fairest. But yeah, he had a good year. I'm happy with that.
Mark O'Connor.
Yeah, I like... This is where Geelong... I think Geelong's... The one area where Geelong will get better next year is please, Lord, please, God, please, 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 put Mark Blitzarves into defence.
You haven't prayed like this since you walked in.
I have lit a candle every day since the grand final, and I will continue to do so. Monsignor Murray.
You last prayed like this when you last walked out of 135 of Fraser Street.
I last prattled this last time I got, I had 4 hours courtesy of the constabulary, and then I had to, I had to front up at court.
Was that 2008?
Oh, it was a while ago. Can you were trying to forget it, but that's when
No, you'll never forget it because, no.
That's when I was over refreshed, and I'd been at the St. Joey's Disco, and then when I ended up at the Geelong Police Station, courtesy of the divvy van. The guy said to me, I didn't help myself because the guy said to me, have you got anything to say to yourself? And having been at the disco, I said, I'm blaming it on the boogie. And he couldn't see the funny side of me blaming it on the boogie. And unfortunately, look, it all ended
because
up.
You didn't open up with, don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight.
Yeah, I didn't do any dance steps with it either. I just, in deadpan, I said, look, I'm blaming this whole thing on the boogie.
You're
and,
an idiot.
And I didn't like that. Anyway, so we've moved on from that. That was a long time
ago. Do you want the top 10? Yep. So Cam Guthrie first, Tom Hawkins second, Blitzarves third, Dangerfield fourth, Duncan fifth, Menegola sixth. See, I would have thought Menegola would have been top three.
Yeah, that was a bit...
He may have... Maybe his last month wasn't...
Oh, he's still pretty good.
Yeah.
You could go through every best and fairest of every club and find anomalies.
Cam Guthrie started slow. He was 10th after round 6.
And then he just flew home.
Yeah, he did, yep. Menegola, he so round 6 onwards was basically hub life.
Yep.
He thrived.
He was...
Menegola, Buse, Henry, O'Connor and Myers rounding up the top 10. So the skipper, 18th. Yeah, as a skipper, other than his first year, would the skipper have ever missed the top 10?
No.
Probably not. So Cam Guthrie hadn't been in the top 10 since 2018.
Can Joel Selwood get back to his... could Joel Selwood pull out 1 year of maybe not his absolute best, but something nearing his best?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's got one more. Yeah. He's got 2 more years left, but I reckon he's got one more.
He just needs to...
Does he captain the club next year?
Hope so. Yeah, there's no obvious replacement.
Does he captain the club? Is Stuart the next captain?
Yeah, I don't. You need to be in the group to know that. I don't know. We only look from afar and think, yeah, he's... And we tend to base it on their ability as a player, which I think isn't the way to go. I remember all those years ago, Geelong made Stephen King captain when... Because at the time, he was their best player, but it sort of blew up in their face. But we wouldn't have a clue, Kingy, to be honest with you, how the personalities are within the group, the respect levels... All those sorts of things, we just wouldn't have a clue. So I hope Joel Selwood captains next year because I think he is clearly the best candidate. And Geelong need to start looking now and groom someone next year who becomes the obvious replacement.
Can I give you a left field one?
No, Mark O'Connor.
Yeah.
As the captain.
Yep, not next year.
Yeah. No, he's in a leadership group. And yeah, look, well, that could be the case. That would
you've
be...
just got to look at the ages of whom... would be the replacement. So Dangerfield's vice captain. I don't think he's got any interest.
No, he doesn't have. He does because it's too time consuming for him.
Tom Stewart will be 30 by the time it would become available. Are you appointing a 30-year-old captain in your club?
No.
Mark O'Connor's in the sweet spot at about age 25. Would have then played, if you get another year under him, he's played 60-odd games.
Yeah, look, and is he trending that way? He obviously does everything right.
Players love him.
Yeah, he needs to probably, you know, his game would need to continue to evolve. But, yeah, look, I think that's the least of the Cats' worries, to be honest with you, King. I think we just – let's install Joel Selwood as the skipper for next year and hopefully develop someone next year. But I think there's just other things that need to happen. And we're getting – if they were to get Isaac Smith, wow, that – Isaac Smith, Sean Higgins and Jeremy Cameron, that is just – that is when you – have you ever seen some of those movies like Casino when the man just grabs all his chips and then just puts them all in the middle for one spin?
Yep.
That is what Geelong are doing.
Yep.
And might I add, if, well, you need to win a flag to do that, to make that a successful plan.
Yep. If Geelong don't win a flag out of doing this, it's failed.
Yep.
Yep. I'm happy to say that.
And...
You cannot keep going to this free agency well.
Every year.
Yep.
At the expense of losing young players.
Yep.
Narkle gone?
No, I wouldn't have thought.
Constable?
Yes.
Jordan Clark?
Cats are very keen to keep him.
Parfitt?
No, going nowhere.
Fogarty?
May look for opportunities elsewhere.
Radigalia?
Cats will not be letting him go. He's your ruckman from 2020.
Yeah, I think...
He's your ruckman from... I get along really well with Reece Stanley, but I suspect the Cats say, we're going to give it a year.
Yeah.
And we might give you a year with a trigger, but we think Asava Radaglia is our ruckman from 2022 onwards.
Well, let's hope so. I'm not against
it. Because it gives
that,
Asava two more pre-seasons to get himself to having the capability to play as a ruckman.
Yeah, he's. I'm not against that. And is he contracted?
Who's that?
Radaglia.
Yeah,
he's contracted for next year.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're not. Geelong aren't letting anyone go who they think can help win the flag.
No.
And Radaglia potentially becomes a key piece if Stanley was to go down.
Correct.
And then developing him as well for following years. Yep. So he, my point will be that at some point,
it's only if Asava goes, he gets itchy feet and goes. Well, they're bringing Cameron in. Cameron and Hawkins and Radaglia don't go into the same forward line.
No, his job is in the ruck.
Yep.
But you've got to have somebody else there. You can't just expect Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins to be fit every week.
No.
Because when they're not...
Especially Tom Hawkins turns 33 next year.
He's been durable.
He has. Look, he has been.
Unbelievably durable.
Yeah. But sometimes the cliff...
He's like one of those sound 8-year-old geldings that's had 64 starts.
For 12 wins and career prize money of
168,000. Yeah, but just keeps fronting up each week and never has an issue.
We'll go one in your sort of benchmark 78 sort of around.
Well, probably, yeah, maybe 60, coming down to a 64.
But the cliff can come quickly in your 30, and you don't know the cliff's coming when you get to 32, 33 in the AFL.
No, I don't see the cliff on the horizon just yet for big Tom Hawkins. He's in the sweet spot of his best career. He'll have if he stays fit, which we just suggested how durable he is, he'll have a really good year next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just playing really good footy. It's taken him a while to sort of, you know, develop into the body shape he is now. He's clearly sort of focused. Losing the flag probably help his focus a little bit more. So I've got no doubt he'll play well. But yeah, they need Radaglia there as a pinch hit ruckman. Or a second ruckman, or potentially a first ruckman. He could go past Reece Stanley.
He could, yep.
And they need him as a second option up forward if someone gets injured.
Yes, correct.
So Kruger then, what happens to Kruger? He's got to try and find his place in defence.
Probably down back.
To take Lockie Henderson's spot.
Yep.
Although
I'd be giving Henderson another year.
Yeah, I'd give Henderson one more year.
One with a trigger?
One more year, but he's no guarantee to play because my best mix for Geelong's defence is Blitzarves.
Yep.
Kyle Jasny is your second tall sort of stick-on defender.
Henry,
Stewart, O'Connor, Buse.
Yep, and where do you play Tui?
Well, Tui then, he's going to have to find other ways to...
Well, he has been up the field this year.
Yeah, well, he's a little bit in limbo, in no man's land of what, where he might play. But if one of those guys gets injured, he then slots into defence.
Yep.
He's your backup running defender.
Well, he comes off your bench, doesn't he?
Yeah, or he could play on the wing, or he could play at half forward, or he could play another role. But he's no guarantee of getting a game.
No. That's probably a fair point.
Yeah.
Yep. I still think he played some good footy this year.
He did. He certainly did.
Actually, do you know what? With Zach Tui, there is not a big margin between his best and his worst.
No, I was sort of pleasantly surprised. I thought he might struggle playing that role a bit up the ground, but he actually did okay. So, but he's not a lock to get a game. If they bring in Higgins and Smith,
yep.
He's no lock.
No. I do like the idea of Isaac Smith. I know.
Well, how close is this to happening?
Well, it's not. Well, our mate Tommy Morris.
Yeah.
Says that use the words, Geelong are in the head of Isaac Smith.
So are they? Is Melbourne offered him a 3-year deal, and Geelong have offered him a two?
Two, yeah, and Hawthorn's offered a two as well.
He's thinking, I would have thought a player like Isaac Smith, my best chance to win a premiership, and that's what he'd be thinking about. Is at Geelong.
It's not Melbourne.
Melbourne's a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
Well, you'd hope they're on the way up.
Yeah.
But they're probably not.
They're 2 years away.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Yeah, at least he knows with Geelong next year, Geelong are challenging.
And especially if they're getting Cameron and Higgins.
Yep.
So he's thinking they're putting all the chips in.
Yep.
They'll be convincing him that he is the piece of the puzzle that pushes him over for the flag next year.
He wants to be on the final table.
Yeah, so I don't know that the length of deal would be well, look, you never know, but I'm not sure the length of deal would be a huge factor for him.
Because if he gets two and his form's fine at the end of 2022, he'll get another year.
Yeah. No, I don't mind that.
Because he was late into the system, Smith,
wasn't he? Drinking Alistair Clarkson like that. A player going from Hawthorn to Geelong, no. Is it?
So the last player, who do you know?
David Loates.
Yeah, it was David Loates.
Hey, what a gun.
Leopold,
he played five games, didn't he, for the Cats, I think?
Played one.
Did he?
No, he played one. Yeah. Oh. played the one. Well, Benny, some questions. You want to answer some?
Yeah,
the last
love
time
the questions.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be right if we didn't answer one from Daz Broncos over there.
Daz, he's been solid all season.
Yeah. Thanks for a great season. Sad finish. Tough year for everyone, but on both on Carrick Football and on the podcast. Thank you for all your hard work. Credit to Gary Ablett Jr. for playing through a fractured shoulder. That's fair. Credit to the Tigers for the Guard of Honour with no medals. That was pretty classy, actually. Time for a few changes. HT and Gaz retired. Dahl not guaranteed a spot in the 22 right now. Actually, yeah, will you bring in Smith and Higgins? Luke Dalhouse will find himself having to work very hard to be in that 22.
100%. And that's a good thing, Kingy, when you've got blokes who have been established players suddenly thinking, hang on, looking over their shoulder. Mm. That's what creates some real competition and drives the group. So I don't think that's a bad thing.
Which three of these on the list need to come in to get games from round one 2021? I have Cooper, Stevens, Savrat, and obviously Asava, and Jordan Clark. Well,
I think all three. You've got to find ways to get games into them as well.
Absolutely. Go Catters. May the Raiders and Bengals bring you NFL happiness, as my Broncos sure won't. Geez. Can we get a season-ending ointment, spasm, and strap on your helmets on the way out?
Well, is that Daz still?
Yeah.
Well, Daz, I can use all of those three to describe my Cincinnati Bengals because that team, they've invent ways to lose. It's quite extraordinary. You need ointment. And the way they lost last week to the Browns, I actually spasmed. You couldn't lose that way. No team has ever lost that way, ever. So I had a spasm. And what was the other word?
Helmets.
Well, I got my helmet on because their next few games are against some pretty good teams, and their defense is putrid at the moment. They've got more injuries, so it's not good. So I've used all three there, and all of them legitimately. okay for my team.
Foxdog50 has been a regular. Now, I've got a statement that will go into a question. I don't understand why we'd want to go after 32, 33-year-old Sean Higgins. We're not the youngest list going around. He might be a great person. As you guys know him as a regular on K-Rock, and now reports of 32-year-old Isaac Smith. They're no longer reports. Isaac Smith has told Hawthorn he wants to go to Geelong.
Yeah, that's quite extraordinary.
So that's just happened. So I've been scrolling through social media as we've been doing this podcast on a Friday morning about 9:30, and the major media outlets are reporting that is the case.
Yeah, look, that is... I
like it.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's a... He and Higgins have 1 year. Joel Selwood has 1 year. To turn the clock back for Selwood.
Yep.
Similar probably Higgins and Smith.
Yep.
And Smith is a class finisher. Yep.
Except in the 2016 qualifying final.
Yeah, when he missed. But, it's an all-in move. And if the club was to suggest it's anything other than they're just building and they're planning by getting these players, then they're kidding themselves. This is chips. Every chip you've got is in for one spin, and the spin is 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Fox, so we're running out of time, but does ask also the question about young players getting drafted these days expecting too much, a bit like Hartley and Caldwell from the GWS, Clark and Constable at the Cats, who are questioning their future as they're not getting regular game time. Got to do your time sometimes.
You do.
Not everybody's Joel Selwood.
I think Jordan Clark has, I think everything's come quite easy for him.
Yep.
When he was as a junior, cricket and footy.
Yep.
He's been at the top of the tree at both of those sports as a junior player. Talent alone ain't doing it for him at the AFL level. He needs to find a way to... He's got to work. And I'm not sure he works hard enough, Jordan Clark. That's, I think, he's probably been one of the issues. Even if you look at his body shape, he hasn't put a gram on since he joined the club.
But he has issues with his skin fold.
Yeah, he's got to work harder because he is... Well, hopefully he's working out the talent alone isn't going to be enough for him at senior level. It was at junior level. It ain't at senior level.
Turbo Cat, is this as good as it gets in the Danger Flag era, close but no cigar, or can we add enough mature-type players to make us a legitimate threat? Can adding Cameron Higgins and perhaps Smith, well, we think it's definitely happening, give us some teeth in big games against Richmond. We'll only find out when we play Richmond next year.
It's a pretty potent mix. Look, the Cameron one is a little bit different. He's 27.
Yep.
Body shape-wise, he's quite a wiry player. I suggest he'd have probably five years of footy, so that's a little bit different.
He'll play 100 games.
The other two are one-year wonders.
Yep.
They'll be given two-year deals, but in effect, they're one-year wonders because they ain't going to get any better the year after.
G'day, boys. This is NQ Flog. Dangerfield at full forward in the third quarter while Richmond winning the ball in the game in the middle. I just don't understand it. Well, we touched on it earlier. It had worked in the first half.
Yeah, and they were in front. They tried to maybe leave him out there, pinch a couple of goals to really put the foot on the throat. Yeah. Didn't happen, and then suddenly you get castigated for not having him in the middle. I'm not Chris Scott's greatest fan, but I don't know if you could hang him on that. Yeah.
If Big Sav was to stay, could he play as a tall defender? Easier position to play for someone that isn't a natural footballer? No, he's a ruckman.
Yeah, look, you probably could get away with him pinch hitting for a game in defence if you desperately needed him to, but I don't think he'd be a long-term option there. I think his best position will be next year as a backup ruckman with the potential to being the number one ruckman if his form warrants it. He could go past Stanley, and he could also be that that second or third forward up if somebody's out.
Yep. In my opinion, we need more leg speed and a too nice a team from top to bottom. We need more mongrels like Mooney, Scarlett, Chapman, etc.
Well, I don't know. I think footy's gone past. I mean, who's a mongrel for Richmond?
No, they just got blokes that are tough.
Yeah, but you know, Selwood, Geelong.
Yeah, bloke. Yeah.
Selwood, Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Tommy Stewart, Henry plays tough. They've got plenty of those. Those days of having the bloke with 48 tats and beating people up, that they're gone.
Cat is 28, getting away from the grand final minute. Why on earth did we bother recruiting Josh Jenkins? Didn't he play only one game? He did only play one game. It cost the Cats nothing to get him.
No, I know, but it's got a spot in their list. Yeah. Jack Stephen, I don't understand. Jack Stephen, they're getting Higgins and Isaac Smith. Jack Stephen ain't getting a game in that team.
No.
They need to find a way to move him out.
Yep.
Pay him out, move him on.
Benny, we're done.
We're done, King. It's been a big year.
Thanks for...
it's been good fun. The Cats have taken us on a pretty good ride, to be honest with you.
Thanks to Kerr's hire, too.
Yeah, they've been superb. Hopefully, he's hoisting everything back up again next year and getting involved in K-Rock footy. I'm sure he will, because once he hears that Isaac Smith has chosen the Hawks, he will be all over the Cats. Oh, sorry, chosen the Cats. And away from the Hawks, geez, Hawthorn fans will absolutely be hating that. Mm. That would be the equivalent of... Let's go back. That would be the equivalent of... who could I say? If you sort of, this is a big, because Isaac Smith is a dyed-in-the-wool Hawthorn person.
Can't wait for Easter Monday.
Star of the team.
Easter Monday.
That would be like a, who am I? I'm just trying to think of a player. That would be equivalent of Tom Hawkins now going to play for Hawthorn.
Yep.
Well, Geelong fans would be...
Mutiny.
Hawks fans won't be happy with that.
No.
But he obviously wants out because he wants to play in it. He wants to have one more crack at a premiership. The Cats are getting all their chips together, Kingy. How much do you reckon they're going to put in the middle for the old spin of the roulette?
Yeah, quite.
Oh, the pile's going to be enormous.
Yeah, especially if it hits.
Oh, if it hits. And I'll tell you what he's going to hit in about 4 years, the implosion of Geelong is going to be monumental.
We'll worry about that then.
Yeah, we will.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au. Represent, Geelong.